Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off this Thanksgiving Thursday in the U.S. with a company update from Core Mining, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol KORE and on the OTCQX under the symbol KOREF. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Scott Treblecock. Now, Scott, there's a pretty significant news release that came out just 2 days ago out of Core Mining. It really just outlines that management is considering the spin out of the South Cariboo gold assets, which entail the FG Gold and Gold Creek projects, into their standalone company. When I first saw this news, it makes all the sense in the world to me, balancing out the fact that Core Mining, it did just have a drill program underway at FG Gold, and so far, one hole, we've already seen some very nice results. There's still a number of holes to be released, but the underlying value in Core Mining, I still think, was the whole focus in being a gold developer and gold producer in the U.S. with the Imperial Project and the Long Valley Project. Let's talk high level for a second here regarding the strategy of potentially spinning out these BC projects into their standalone vehicle so the company can at least help shareholders focus a little bit more in terms of what stage of company they want to invest in and even what jurisdiction they want to invest in.
Yeah, thanks, Corey. I think you summarized really well the logic that the board is considering. You know, we've done multiple talks together and it's always a complicated story talking about Core with what the management believes are three great assets, those two development assets in the United States, and this great and emerging exploration project we have in BC. And the two really will diverge in, as you said, shareholder interest and strategies right about now. So I think it is the right time to divide up those assets. I think we're going to come out of the gate with Core, the U.S. asset developer, having strong news flow because we're permitting two large drill programs in the United States. That's also in parallel with permitting the Imperial projects, or the flagship for becoming a mine. And I think that development story will be able to generate lots of standalone news flow, lots of growth, and attract a specific shareholder base to that story, while giving our shareholders that have supported us to date, you know, a pro forma interest in this new great BC exploration company, which will go out on its own and try and generate the kind of torque people want from exploration drill holes, because you have that very different risk reward calculation, up in the Cariboo region. It's like we're going to have two really strong companies set up for good news flow in 2021.
So in terms of timing, right now this news release is just outlining that management is considering this, but whenever you see news like this, it's more than just the first step towards some sort of a spin out. What's the time frame on a potential spin out here?
Yeah, if we go ahead, we want to get it done as early in Q1 as we can. You know, when the gold price and gold market kind of turns around here from this current soft spot, we want each company positioned to benefit from its specific news flow and take advantage of capital markets. So I think as soon as we can in early in Q1 2021, so soon.
All right, let's talk a little bit about this South Cariboo area. You have these two projects, FG Gold and Gold Creek, but one of the big players in this area is Osisko Gold Royalties with the Cariboo Gold Projects. There are also other operating copper and gold mines, but give us a little more of a rundown regarding this general area and some of the other projects, but also the importance of having Osisko Gold Royalties there.
Yeah, I think that was really one of the external factors tipping us into making this spin out decision. You know, Osisko Gold Royalties is spinning out development at an $800 million valuation with almost $200 million in liquidity. You know, I believe they're going to have upwards of 10 drills turning on their Barkerville camp. They are going to be promoting and bringing a lot of attention to the Cariboo Gold District. And Core is the second largest landholder after Osisko in the jurisdiction. And as you know, we've been up working hard on showing that FG is a great project, and we've got the Gold Creek project where the drill is currently turning. So like, we can be a big player, both generating value from our projects and also riding the coattails of the emergence of this gold district. You know, the Cariboo has a long history of gold mining. It's a big placer mining district. It's kind of been off the radar in favor of the Golden Triangle area, you know, partially because of issues with the Barkerville. You know, there was some accusation of fraud in Barkerville 15 years ago that sort of made people think there wasn't anything real here, when underlying that is a Cisco showing there was a real asset. It just wasn't held by a good operator previously. So I think it took a lot of eyeballs off the district. When those come back, Core's going to be standing there strong with the new company, generating lots of value.
Man, I remember the whole Barkerville issues. It's surprising that it was that long ago. But yeah, now that Osisko Gold Royalties took it over, they have, I guess, shone a new light on it and gives a stronger team to move it forward. But in terms of you guys driving news, FG Gold, it was earlier this month that the company released some very impressive drill results from just one drill hole, the initial drill hole. Some of the results, a little over 31 meters of 3.2 grams per ton gold. There are also a couple high-grade components within that intersection. What work is still on tap for FG Gold? How many drill results do we still have to be released? Give us a little bit more of an update here.
Yeah, there's 14 more holes in the lab. 10 of those intersect, you know, a 1.8 kilometer at depth trend that first hole showed a big down dip extension. So we're excited to see the assays come back from those, because we have seen VG in 7 of those holes, visible gold. And then the other 4 holes are in the upper zone, which is an open pit type known resource that we're trying to redefine at a higher grade. So I think a whole mix of results coming out, probably with a news release every 4 weeks or so. So from now through March, depending on how quickly the labs process our samples. We've also moved the drill that was at FG Gold up the belt to our Gold Creek project, where we're putting in 2,000 meters of drilling. And we'll be following up that FG results with the Gold Creek results, which we hope will show an expansion to that gold discovery. So we're going to have good news flow to those BC assets, you know, all the way through Q1.
Okay. So there's still a lot to talk about. Maybe I'll have you back on the show to dive a little bit more into Gold Creek, but I don't want to shift focus too much away from Core's still main focus, which is the gold development in California. Imperial, Long Valley, you've mentioned that you're permitting 2 large drill programs at each. What other information can you give us in terms of catalysts in these projects?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, we've been just trying to decide which of the many drill pads we're permitting. We've had a team out in the field doing prospecting and soil sampling and sampling old trenches. And we've stumbled across old adits and other evidence of old timer mining in this 28 kilometer trend extending around our Imperial project. So we should see a news release before Christmas showing some of that targeting result and hopefully some good anomalous gold that'll hone in where we're going to drill first on that large exploration story. And then up at Long Valley, I'd expect in Q1, we're going to get some permits to be out there drilling. So we're going to be set up to generate a lot of excitement and growth around those assets in 2021.
Now, how much money does the company still have in the bank to move all of this forward?
Yeah, as of this month, we got about $8 million in the bank, got about $1 million in cost left to go to get the drilling done and get all those assays completed. And the rest of the cash we'll keep in the company until we get this split done and see what markets are like in going into next year. So I think we're well set up with cash to deliver on this this plan.
Okay. Well, Scott, not much more to talk about here. The company sure has a lot on the go in terms of a drill program right now, drill results to come out, and future drilling at your more advanced projects down in the U.S. Hey, we'll follow along as this spin out does progress and as we get some more results initially from this FG Gold drilling, which has now wrapped up. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get Scott to address those. Scott, thanks for your time, buddy. I'll chat again as some more news hits the market.
Great. Always a pleasure, Corey.